PNG's National Fraud and Anti-Corruption Directorate is investigating the alleged mismanagement of around 230 million kina, 91.7 million Australian dollars, belonging to the National Identification Registration Program, or NID. Director Matthew Demaru says there are serious irregularities.
The magnitude of the fraud involved direction was issued for the file to be referred to a fraud squad.
The director took over the criminal investigation from other police who were acting on an arrest warrant. But Mr. Demaru says those officers should stop trying to arrest the chief statistician who was in charge of the program, Rocco Coloma.
The MedSoup and the commander NCD did, they said that they referred the file to fraud squad. We are still conducting investigations. While we are doing that, there's somebody at Boroko CID who apparently has a warrant of arrest and has been going around arresting Mr. Coloma, which that is not our doing. It's all at Boroko.
Mr. Coloma infamously avoided arrest by barricading himself in his office earlier this year. There were also local media reports that he subsequently disappeared for 6 weeks. Matthew Demaru has asked the other police to leave Mr. Coloma alone.
The OSCD, the MedSoup, and the commander at Boroko and CD should question this CID officer and continue to do this case while the matter has been formally referred to NFSACD.
Rocco Coloma says the attempts to charge him come from people who want his job. But even with a warrant out for his arrest, Mr. Coloma is refusing to cooperate with the police.
That is for my lawyer to decide. Okay. I will let it to my lawyer because it's in court, and I think that's where we can say it is. It's with my legal team. They will decide on how I approach it.
Mr. Coloma says he wasn't avoiding police and wasn't in hiding for 6 weeks.
I decided to call this media conference after almost, nearly a month out from work. I got my LTC for 2 weeks and then I had to deal with some other stuff.
In 2015, the government allocated 55 million kina, 22 million Australian dollars, to roll out the NID program before the elections in 2017. The former National Planning Minister, now Deputy Prime Minister Charles Abel, says the National Statistics Office mismanaged the NID project by making unnecessary payments and other simple mistakes. The new minister has also questioned the program, which is yet to register millions of Papua New Guineans. Anti-corruption group Transparency International PNG says Mr. Coloma must be sidelined while he's investigated. Chairman Lawrence Stevens says it looks as though people in senior positions expect impunity.
When there is suspicion cast on them and they refuse to even step out of their office to be questioned, it makes the rest of the country start to doubt that we really have a fair system. And it makes it look as if some people believe they have a right to impunity, to be given a special treatment that is not given to the rest of the population.
For now, Rocco Coloma is still in charge of the National Statistics Office. But for how long depends on whether a new warrant for his arrest is issued and whether he complies.